Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are meeting right now at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, D.C., along with some of Clinton's biggest fundraisers. It's part of the reunifying of the Democratic Party, and in particular, the Obama and Clinton camps. The St. Petersburg Times reported today that among those Clinton fundraisers that will meet with Senator Obama tonight include Tampa's Anna Cruz, one of the Clinton campaign's biggest advocates in this region. Cruz told the Times that she's interested to hear what the Obama camp has to say tonight, in particular about Florida. She added, "Women don't really feel embraced yet, and they need to come down here and stump together." One Hillary supporter who will be protesting outside the Mayflower Hotel is Bob Kunst, the president of HillaryNow.com, who supported Clinton in over 200 cities over the past year. Kunst is one South Florida Jewish Democrat who now says he'll support John McCain in November.
We see Obama as a major disaster on biblical levels here, and we cannot support him. I think the classic example was June 4th when he addressed the American-Israel Political Action Committee in Washington. In the morning on June 4th, he says he supports a united Jerusalem. 24 hours later, he says Jerusalem should be negotiated. How do you negotiate what's been Jewish for 1,000 years? When I look at people like Jimmy Carter, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Robert Malley, who already met with Hamas, these are all Hamas supporters, and there's a big, giant list that we have put together that are anti-Israel and pro-Hamas. I cannot put those people in power in D.C. So this grand unity that Hillary needs to pay off her debt of $22 million does not work for us. We see that if Israel is compromised, that is only rewarding the terrorists that will come after America, and this is far too dangerous a situation to put these people in power. So from our perspective, we are not moving with Hillary on this. Even if she were to be on the ticket, we wouldn't do it.
Wow, okay.
So we've already made that decision, and when McCain says Hamas will be Hamas's worst nightmare, at least we know he knows what he's talking about in terms of terrorism instead of appeasing the terrorists. So
okay,
we
Bob,
are making a major transition.
All right, let me ask you this. So obviously the issue of Israel is an important one to you, and that's the deciding factor for you in choosing Senator McCain over Senator Obama.
It's a very key factor because the issue for us is if Israel is abandoned and the terrorists are appeased, America's in great jeopardy because we're the big Satan and they're just a little Satan. So from our perspective, we can't go with any of this other stuff. But I mean, Obama's flip-flopped on so many issues. It's mind-boggling what's going on. You know, he even attacked, insulted the Muslim community with a rally he did in Detroit a week ago where he wouldn't accept the two Muslim women wearing scarves. And then he goes after the Christian fundamentalist movement with his attack on Dobson. I mean, there's so many things going on with the hypocrisy of this guy. It's mind-boggling that we have somebody up for president who's only written two books and has no experience, has absolutely the worst judgment on anything that's going on, and here we're going to elect him president
when
he's ready to appease all of our enemies? This is total insanity.
Are you a lifelong Democrat, is that fair to say, or...
Would you believe I have never voted for a Republican in my life?
And again,
but I'm not accepting at all what's going on with Howard Dean and the MoveOn.org people and the extremist left group that's taken over the Democratic Party. I'm absolutely ashamed of the party. They didn't fight for us on any level. Our votes don't count in Florida. They didn't even open up their mouth on the 2000 stolen election. And as you know, we did over 1,000 protests around the country on that because we couldn't tolerate what was happening. The Democratic Party doesn't fight for the people anymore. They've become the same jerks as the Republicans. And quite honestly, at least McCain is a maverick. So I'm going to give him my support for the first time.